Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
There's been a lot of serious stuff in the news.
There has, yeah.
But we're going to talk about the good old days for a moment here.
All right.
Let's do it. A poll of 2,000 adults finds a very large proportion, 80% of people, I think the other 20 are too young to know it, 80% of people miss the simpler times when television offered just four channels and face-to-face conversations were standard. The survey finds 35% are nostalgic about paying with cash. How about that?
It does feel like you're doing something from the olden times,
right?
Sometimes.
So paying with cash, 25% of you long for phone calls instead of text. So who the hell are you people? Well, I would say I love phone calls, chatting with people. Always, always. I think a superior form of conversation with your loved ones. But for those of you in business or just acquaintances, stick to the text, don't you think?
I would take all texts because I feel like I'm bothering people all the time.
Oh, no. I like a talk with, you know, obviously your loved ones and friends.
Yeah. Once I get going, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But it's that starting. That's
20%
tough.
Of you miss the good old chats with retail clerks. It's because, you know, most places, I'm stunned when I walk into a place, and there's one place in particular I love to go, and they're very nice and they're friendly. And as soon as like, they see you in an aisle and they're like, hey, do you need help finding something? There's a certain Weiss Markets that does that all the time. I love them. And they're so friendly.
Yeah,
but you don't see that very often.
It is a lost art. I just saw a person walk by me in a store. I'm the shopper. They're the worker. And I go, hey, how you doing? He goes, I'm here. And just kept on going.
Right.
I was like, good luck. Help you.
No, there are some places, and I think it goes from the top on down, because the manager of this particular store, yeah, I'm talking about is so nice all the time. Like, literally. The friendliest guy I've ever known. Like, and he says it to everybody coming in. How you doing? I'm fantastic. I'm like, do you ever have a bad day? No. God love him. And all of his employees are happy and nice. If you own a business, it behooves you to hire the right people, because sure, there are so many places you go where people are just miserable. All right. So a lot of you miss talking to retail clerks. There's 25% of people who miss milk delivery. I don't believe you people. I do not believe that you honestly, I don't even believe you were around when milk was being delivered.
Yeah.
I think you just said, yeah, I miss that. Because you had to have a little box outside your house and you had to hope someone was there to get it so it didn't sit out all day.
Maybe they were like, did you miss that? And they go, I'm only 50. I missed it by about 20 years. Happened 20 years before.
Can you imagine? You got to get home. The milk is sitting on the porch. All right. Yeah. But 28% miss VHS tapes. I think you lie also. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like cassettes.
That was a pain in the arse.
Yeah, there's better technology out there now.
Absolutely. Now, 39% say, despite all of this nostalgia, 39% do believe life has improved. I'm not so sure. Technology does help people with their daily tasks. 75% do say it reduces everyday burdens. One of the things I think you can say technology has helped, and some of you may disagree, I say online banking for people has been a huge help. Remember the days of, I don't have money in my account. I have to physically go to the bank. Mm-hmm. Now you can do all of this stuff at your fingertips.
This generation, my kids' generation, has no idea that lollipops and banks were a thing. Like, they have no recollection of that.
Do you remember vacation clubs and you'd get glassware?
I'm a little, for some reason, my parents didn't do that, but I'm aware that like the joke used to be you get a toaster or whatever.
Right. We used to have dishes.
Even as a little kid, though, explain this to me. What was the draw? It wasn't the toaster, because were people going, I don't need a place for my money. And someone goes, well, you can get a toaster. And they go, but I do like toast.
Never had the toaster thing. I know my mother always did the vacation. My mom still to this day.
Oh, this is where
day,
you added for your vacation.
You went to the bank and they'd put X amount so you could pay for the vacation down the road. And they'd give you like, hey, open a vacation club. We'll give you
some dishes. I was thinking of
something
different, but yeah, okay, sorry.
Not a whole dish set, but there were some dishes. Anyway, my mother still does the envelopes. So she used to, and she's 83 now. And she was so organized. She'd have all of the money split into envelopes. The one envelope was, gas. The one envelope was groceries. The one envelope was, for if there was something that any of us did. She'd have the envelopes, and that was the money. And if this is what's left in the envelope, you didn't go and steal from the other envelope. You went with what was in the envelope. It's just the way it was.
That was how budgeting worked. When you were out of money, you were out of money.
Right. And that's how it was. I wonder how many of you still do that today. We miss a lot of the simpler things. 58% do believe life used to be less rushed. That's for sure. But the simplification of life certainly has to do, and it's pretty much most people say, checking your bank balances and making payments. Automatic payments, I set my mother up for these, and it has made her life vastly better.
Oh, I was horrific at paying bills. I didn't understand it for many years, and when online payments came in, changed my life. Because I could just think of it, do it, and be done.
Right.
You still have to pay attention.
Well,
I still haven't mastered that part of it.
We will have those, but we get them to send the statement. We print it out and we organize that and make sure, because something could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling someone recently, I set up for automatic payments for my car insurance 20 years ago. And the guy lost the check, and I just assumed it was being done. So for a year, I had no insurance. Thankfully, the police officer who pulled me over was a fan of my show and said, I'll give you a break this time. And he never checked.
Right.
But that still was my fault.
Yeah. So you do have to follow up on those things.
Definitely.
But I do believe that there is something to be said, especially for children, about what it was like when we were kids, when you were able to walk out the door, walk down to your friend's house, go hang out by the pond, walk over and do a pickup game of baseball or softball or whatever.
I don't know if I told you this, but I try to explain what it was like to be a kid, in the 80s and mostly the 80s. I tell my kids, see these kids playing outside down the street? If this was my generation, you would be friends with them. And they're like, why? How would I even know them? I'm like, because you just find each other.
You're all stuck in the same town together. You would have found each other and you would have played even if they weren't your best friend.
My daughter
has another player on the softball team you put together.
My daughter has a friend and she lives like three blocks away, maybe two blocks. And in order to get them together, the parents have to organize this. It's really absurd.
Right.
One of the areas I think everyone could benefit from. And I would struggle with this as well, but I miss the slow, patient nature of entertainment, meaning like my kids have no patience for anything.
Like a commercial comes on.
Well, seriously.
Forget it.
But I remember the days when either your parents or your grandparents, they'd get the paper on Sunday and they take out a pen and look at the TV listings and circle what they hope to watch. If there was a conflict, they'd make a decision and they would plan their week out and go, okay, I'll do this and that. Like, that's absurd to think about. My kids have no idea because they want something. They get it instantly. There's no, oh, it's not released yet. Well, there might be a little bit for some things, but there's 10 million things. Almost anything you want is right now. But like, I don't know. They don't understand concepts. Like, I grew up, part of my childhood, I was raised by reruns. I'd get home from school and that's what I watch. Oh, what's I happening and all oh, those
we'd watch
different
Little House
strokes.
On the Prairie, my sister and I.
The concept of a rerun doesn't exist. They don't know what that means.
I know. And we would wait for Rudolph to be on at Christmas time. Like, oh, yes. The Christmas shows are on this week. And you would wait. I would wait all week to be able to watch it. There is something about just the same way if you're listening to a radio station and one of your favorite songs pops up. The joy and the love of that song, because it's popped up randomly, is so different than when you put the CD in and play it yourself, because you can just play it over. It's the same thing I felt when I used to have a couple quarters and I'd go play the Kiss pinball machine, or I'd go play Space Invaders. It was you only had a finite amount of time and money. And you had that joy and that rush. And then all of a sudden they come out with Nintendo or these other systems. And you're like, I can sit home all day and play games and I don't have to pay a quarter. Wild.
You know, I don't know if girls fought about this stuff, but the 80s arcade thing, that was like a real like stress inducer. People would line their quarters up, remember?
Yeah.
And as a young kid, like I always be afraid like some bigger kid would come and cut the line. Like, what's the etiquette here? You don't know. Or what if you put your quarter down, but this person's really good. They're going to play for an hour.
Oh, my gosh. I miss those things. I even miss the fact that on a holiday or even on a Sunday, as someone texted us, I miss the stores and businesses being closed on Sunday. Remember at Christmas, one of the wildest things that it would happen, you'd get a great present, but it required batteries. And if you didn't have them on Christmas, you couldn't run that thing until the next day when the store would be open. You know, it was weird. There was a time where it was just like, oh, it's Sunday, that's not open. And now everything's open all the time.
Having impatient children right now, like I remember exactly what you're talking about, the whole batteries not included was a stressful thing because you had to wait 24 hours, like you said. Mm-hmm. But now, same thing can happen. Think about this. Same thing can happen. You pick up your phone, you push two buttons, you go, batteries will be here tomorrow. And the kids are like, cool, because they know what that means.
Right.
By the way, the specialness of certain things is gone. Wizard of Oz used to be a special thing. Mm-hmm. Once a year, CBS. Same thing with the Globetrotters.
It's true.
Specialness is nothing is special
nothing
anymore.
Is really
nothing is
special.
Really sacred. So I don't know if we ever get back to that. But I hope we do ways.
I do, too. We're talking about the good old days. Survey finds 80% miss the simpler times of old, including, you know, just 4 TV channels and also actual phone calls instead of text.
What's a phone call?
People checking in with us. Chris from Luzerne has called in. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two memories for you that kids today would go completely crazy with.
Okay. What?
Do you remember when you had radio and you could call in, you're crying, loving, laughing, leaving, but you could record it on your cassette tape, but you had to put tape over those little holes.
Oh, yeah. So you were able to record on top. Yes. And you'd make your own mix tape. And I used to I'd yell at the radio to tell the announcer to shut up. You don't need to hit the post because I want as much of the song on there as I can get.
It was always fun. And the second thing that I have to tell you, you may not be this old, but when we were younger, we didn't have all this internet and all this. We had an antenna outside, and when we wanted to watch the Dukes of Hazzard or my mom wanted to watch Dallas, we had to go outside, turn the antenna till you heard her yell, "That's right there, leave it right there." Yeah. And by the time you got in the house, it was fuzzy again.
Yeah, do you remember when at midnight the American anthem would play and then it would go to snow?
I remember that.
Oh, those were the days.
The good old days.
You know what else? One more other thing. Today, you know what I miss? When families sat down to dinner and there was no cell phones.
Yeah.
And you asked me every Sunday or every night you'd sit down and you'd have dinner.
Yep.
And you'd talk.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
But how much
now everybody's buried in their cell phones.
No, you're right. That's one thing that I am very clear about, which is if we're out eating, you're not on your phone. We're all paying attention. Chris, thanks for the call. We do appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I was thinking about this one too, and houses used to have unique sounds just to them. Like my grandmother's house had the like the clicking of the clock.
I used to love that.
But like some houses had like, you could always hear like, for the heat.
Yeah.
And like, but houses were unique in this sense, but it seems like we just are surrounded by so much noise. Mm-hmm. Every home, I feel like, sounds the same. A lot of beeps and digital jingles and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like that innocence of just a home sounding like a home.
Here's a couple of texts. So many of you checking in. How about when you can only get the lottery numbers at 7 p.m. at night? And if you missed it, you'd have to go and look for it in the paper the next day.
You don't know if you ever won.
My gosh. Another person says, it's amazing how when politics is not talked about, everyone has a big smile driving to work, reminiscing about our childhood. Great show. You're right. We wanted to do something later. This hour. Another, Nancy, I'm under 50. I still pay with cash and check only. I don't do any social media and I write letters with a pen. As I see it, I don't have anything simpler to miss and life is good.
Yeah, but you don't have any sort of digital print. You don't even, not even real, are you?
My husband's too. Kidding. He's not on social media.
No, I think I appreciate people who do that because it's hard to do nowadays.
Well, I will say that although I do have a page social media wise, I have pulled back almost completely outside of, you know, if someone dies or, you know, something that's news that I want other people to know. Some people, you share too much, folks. Honest to God, some of you. Anyway, so we've got other people checking in. How about a train running on a track under the Christmas tree? I think people still do that, don't they?
Yeah, we used to do that. Then the dog would attack it.
It got to be too much.
It's like our own little Godzilla film.
Oh, my gosh. Another says, I miss when people had common sense, LOL. Another, I'm with Jason on The Wizard of Oz. That was an event. They'd advertise when it was going to be. We get the whole family together to watch it. It is so true, isn't it? What else do you miss?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone says they miss the old department stores in every downtown before the malls. My mom used to take us to downtown Scranton. I remember one particular year it was snowing and we'd walk past all the stores and look through the windows at the seasonal displays. And in the Globe, we would go and we would see Santa. Remember that whole Christmas area? Oh, my gosh. Good times.
I kind of remember the downtown shopping a little bit growing up. But malls were kind of, for me, my generation. Mm-hmm. I do miss that, too, because there were certain things you would go to on release dates where there was new music.
Oh, yeah.
Or back to school shopping. And there's also like certain favorites. Like we don't have that anymore.
It was the place where you would go also as a teenager.
Yes.
Where we used to have a bus that would, you know, for like 50 cents, you'd take the bus. We'd go from Factoryville to the Viewmont Mall and it would be bustling. There was a video. We talked about it maybe a month or so back, where someone just had video that they must have popped in from a camcorder and they were driving through the Wyoming Valley. They were driving through like Kingston. You could see all the old stores. They went into the mall. You saw how busy it was. I was like, wow, I remember that. Very different. We're talking nostalgia because a survey finds 80% of people surveyed miss the simpler times. What are some of the things, simpler times, that people miss? There's a whole list. Let's see. Buying sweets and snacks with pocket money at the local shop. Do you remember the candy store?
We had John's and we had Barney's. Two different guys, two different stores, all penny candy.
You'd have penny candy. You'd have the little bag filled with those Swedish fish and other things. Another, listening to music on CDs, cassette tapes, or vinyl.
Yeah.
Writing and receiving handwritten letters. Shopping on your local street. Paying with cash, buying music from a record shop, flicking through a physical shopping catalog. We used to get the ones for Christmas, the wish book, and we'd put little bookmarks in on the pages of things we want. Borrowing books from the library. Folks, you can still do that. I love going to the Scranton Library. That's a great place.
How about a little bit of mystery, something I fell in love with as a kid? Nowadays, there is no mystery. Remember when you never knew what the DJ looked like?
God, like, you don't look like that.
I have been not disappointed, but stunned so many times. And I'm sure I've done it to other people where they go, that's what they look like? Huh? Yeah. And they're, like, it's wild to think about
that. I do that with listeners sometimes, too. You'll meet a listener and go, oh, this is what you look like. You know, someone who calls in frequently.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, oh, my God. When you remake, you connect the dots there. But
other people.
That's old school, though.
People miss using film cameras to take photos and then going to a shop to get it developed. I don't miss any of that.
They're all blurry. What did we do wrong?
But I did love the way that they looked, that nostalgic look to them. Picking up the phone and speaking to someone. Getting the local newspaper delivered to your door. Like actually being at your door, not like down the road. That happens too. Reading a physical map. I don't miss that at all either. Although it's good to know that stuff in case everything goes down. But I do think GPS has certainly helped people a lot. Making calls on a landline with a cord or a rotary dial phone. That's certainly interesting. I don't miss using the phone book. Some of you do. But online banking seems to be the biggest thing people say. Changing that has made life easier for folks.
Yeah. And look, I think curiosity has kind of gone away because people don't stop and ponder things. They just look them up. And now we're getting to the point with like AI where you don't even have to try. Mm-hmm. You could just be like, we're having a conversation. What should we talk about today?
Yeah.
Here's a fun conversation. It's like you're being fed all these things they want you to do.
I feel bad for young people, especially in the dating situation, because you may have to go on 5 or 6 dates back before the internet and everything to even just graze the surface of who somebody else is.
Yeah.
And they could have a phone conversation. Sometimes they'll sit on the phone, or not even conversation. A lot of times it's just texting. But you talk about, you're all talked out of things. I'm going to guess by the time you actually physically meet someone, it's wild. It's a weird world. Do you pine for the old days? And what is it that you really miss? Someone mentioned, and it is true, if you certainly were lucky enough to have a great grandmother. And you'd go into the house and there was just something about being either in your mother's kitchen or your grandmother's kitchen. The warmth when you'd be around the table. Someone says, now when I look at these kitchens, it looks like a marble slab with stainless steel. Like there's no love and very little food.
Kids off in different corners.
We used to sit in front of my grandma's. She had like this just metal, you know, it would be like a pantry place, and we would just open the doors, just very rudimentary. We would sit on the floor, open these two doors to like 4 shelves, and we would just take out the mixers and the mixing bowls.
They were toys.
And the spatulas, and we pretend to be cooking. Nowadays, what do they buy? One of those dream kitchens with all the bells and the whistles and all that fun stuff.
You're making me resent my children a little bit.
Oh, gosh. Let's get to meteorologist Joe Snedeker with a storm tracker 16 forecast for Northeast PA.
Hi, folks. Happy Friday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. All right, so here we go. Nancy, Jason, listen up. It is now mid-November, which means fall is almost over. Fall is September, October, and November, which means we are now 5/6 of the way through the fall season. Yeah, in just 2 weeks, winter begins December 1st. But here's the deal. So far, September was 1 degree above average, but October and now November has been below average by about 1-2 degrees. So come on, no one wants a below average temperature fall, and that's how it's going to stay. So today, below average temperatures, hanging out into the 40s, but kind of cloudy today. Peeps of sun, going to feel nice. Not too much going on except a flurry up north. Overnight tonight, quiet. Tomorrow, get your stuff done early. It's going to be partly sunny to cloudy. High temperatures tomorrow could reach 50, which is still kind of normal if we do get to 50, but there will be rain moving in the late afternoon and evening tomorrow. That rain will continue into Saturday night, and then Sunday and Monday, it turns colder again. Sunday in the 40s, wind picks up, a few sprinkles, a flurry late in the day, and then Monday and Tuesday, clouds, sun, flurries, and temperatures only near 40 degrees, below average temperatures. But the second half of November, you heard it here first, will be above average for the next 2 weeks. Overall, warmer air is coming our way. It's something to get excited about. And make it a good weekend. It's up to you.
Yay.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
So we've been talking about things that people miss. Nostalgia for the simpler times. Someone says, I miss when 10 bucks could get you a movie ticket, popcorn, and a drink at the theater.
Now you can't even get in for that unless you borrow 50 cents from someone and you're going to go hungry during that movie.
Another, I remember going to the corner store and getting Italian bread for Sunday dinner. Another, listening to the radio to see if school was closed due to snow. Not only that, then you'd hear your school named. And then we'd listen to it again and again as if it got more joyful as it went on.
I did that too. And I thought everyone did that. And I told friends who don't work in radio, they're like, nope, went right back to bed. I'm like, no, that was the fascination for me at radio.
Yeah. Over and over. Another, nothing better than listening to your favorite song. And in the middle, you hear clunk and then it continues. Love those 8-track tapes. Yes, true. All right. Let's get to your pup, your dog, whatever you want to call your pooch. What do you name your dog? And is it a popular name?
Your furry friend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, we do have a reclaiming of the number one spot for male dogs. We got the list out for all dogs on the American Kennel Club's most popular dog names 2025 list. Max has reclaimed the number one spot. This was a name that held the top position in 2022 and 2023 before it was overtaken by Milo. In 2024, Milo, people got sick of that fast. It has now dropped to 12th place. Hank made a dramatic jump from 35th to second place this year. Yeah.
Think about that.
Hank, does that sound exciting to you?
No, but I said it's obviously triggered some people to really.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, let's see, AKC President CEO said in a statement, choosing a pet's name is such a fun and important part of the process when acquiring a dog. I think any kind of pet, it's important.
Yeah, I think this trend that you have with like the human names versus like, you know, something you wouldn't name your kid King or
right.
your dog, hey, sure, or Princess. I love that.
Right.
And the best current example, by the way, you don't watch NCIS, right?
No, I
NCIS
don't.
NCIS Origins, it's set back in the 90s. They have a character on the show, canine special agent Gary Callahan.
Okay.
It's a dog. I love that. It's my favorite part of that whole dang show.
Other top male dog names. So we have Max, then Hank, then Hank. Teddy.
Teddy, all right.
Cooper. Uh-huh. Gus. I like Gus. Good name. Bear, Duke, Maverick, Charlie, and Finn. Those are the top ones. Now, there wasn't a lot of movement for female dog names. The top four female dog names have remained unchanged since last year. There's just one new addition to the list this year.
What is it?
Moving up from 16th to 5th, Ruby.
Okay.
So number one is Luna. These are the same as last year. Bella's 2. Daisy's 3 and Lucy at number 4. Then Ruby's in. Willow, number 6, Maggie, number 7, number 8 is Penny, then it's Nova and Sadie.
Yeah, I don't think you want to name your dog a trendy name, because then if you're out and you go, Luna, and they all go, what? You know what I mean? That's just like...
I don't know how many dogs are outside when I'm yelling my dog's
Maybe
name.
Where you hang out. I hang out in a lot of canine-friendly communities, oh, and you boy. Know, someone says Luna, and everyone's like, oh, yeah.
I kind of like having a different name for the dog. I was at a vintage place. I think it's called On and On in Scranton. They have like all these things from the old days since we've been talking about nostalgia and
on
all that.
And on from way back when.
And not too long ago, I stopped in there with my daughter and this woman walked in and she was happier than anything because she found two of those. I want to say vintage. I'm going to guess mid 1900s platters. They weren't glass, but they had the turkey on the front.
Mm-hmm.
It was a turkey platter, nice. Huge. And she was like, my grandma had this. I'm so happy I found them. So we're doing Thanksgiving and it's, and it just was very heartwarming. She was very thankful to see that. I thought, you know, just really cool when you think about things of old. A lot of times we kind of replicate the things that are, I still make like the cookies that my grandmother would make with the Lekvar in them. They're actually pretty good. I'll put apricots in some.
There are things like that, that you tell that story. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure what that is, but you could tell like the way you described it. It meant so much to that person. Those personal memory inducing items.
Yeah.
Even if you find them in an attic and it's like, it means something and you can't explain it to anybody, but but to you, it's everything.
Yeah.
Because everything's digital now.
Right now. This was like, it was
great.
Very, it was nostalgic for me. I remember I asked my mother. She's like, we had those plates. I probably have them in the attic. So it was just a big platter and it had a turkey on the front of it. All right. Want to let you folks know that there is a post-Thanksgiving NFL game this year on Prime Video. And Amazon says that it will be available to everyone. And you don't have to be a Prime Video customer. And I'm mentioning this because we know that we've got issues with YouTube TV and ABC and Disney. Amazon announced that it will allow Prime Video to broadcast the November 28th Black Friday football game between the Eagles and the Bears to a worldwide audience. This is a 3 p.m. game on Black Friday. And of course, we have lots of Eagles fans here and Bears fans, I'm sure, as well. So that's really awesome. They say they will broadcast it for free. And you do not have to be a customer. You will be able to watch that game as well.
If you still use old fashioned rabbit ears, like I say they don't work anymore, but you would need some sort of internet though. Mm-hmm. That's the only catch.
Right.
Most people can do that though.
Right. But you know,
no membership to the, yeah, I get that. That's great.
Just so you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.